firefighters make progress on the 8.5-mile fire. And a man is charged with threatening a woman and two children in Haines following his release from Lemon Creek Correctional Center. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. 40-year-old Derek Morris was charged with threatening a woman and two children in Haines earlier this week. According to charging documents, police received a report that a man pulled a knife on a mother and two children near IGA Market on Main Street around noon on Tuesday. Shortly after receiving the report, Police Chief Heath Scott made contact with Morris at the Small Boat Harbor and detained him. According to Scott, Morris had a folding knife in his pocket. Police held Morris at the Haines Rural Jail to await an arraignment. Morris was arrested in Haines earlier this spring after he allegedly watched girls on the beach with binoculars and assaulted a local police officer. After the arrest, he was held at Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau, but the charges were dismissed by District Attorney Angela Kemp on May 13th. A preliminary hearing on the latest charges will be held on June 7th. Firefighters have made progress on efforts to extinguish a fire burning at milepost 8.5 on the Haines Highway. According to Paul Robbins, a public affairs officer with the U.S. Forest Service, the fire is now 75% contained. The 4-acre fire has not moved or grown in size since Wednesday. A crew of 20 firefighters from the U.S. Forest Service and 4 local volunteer firefighters are using hoses to extinguish the fire. Helicopters continue to support the ground crew by dropping buckets of water on areas of the fire that are inaccessible. Forecasted rain may assist their efforts as well. The fire started on Monday and has destroyed one home. There are no reported injuries, road closures, or evacuations at this time. In Haines, the fire danger level has been raised to moderate. Fire Chief Al Giddings says burning is still permitted in Haines as long as there is a way to extinguish the fire. A total burn ban is now in effect for Skagway. The Haynesboro Assembly approved a plastic bag ban earlier this week. Starting January 1st, it will be unlawful for businesses in Haines to provide single-use, non-compostable plastic shopping bags to customers. However, there are no penalties for businesses that don't comply. The bag ban was championed by 6th graders from the Haines School and Haines Friends of Recycling, a nonprofit recycling service in Haines. Friends of Recycling Chair Melissa Aronson spoke in favor of the bag ban before the Haynesboro Assembly on Tuesday.
Banning plastic bags will help with protecting our waterways and wildlife and reducing litter in our beautiful and productive borough.
Since the ordinance was introduced a month ago, the Assembly has discussed whether a bag tax would provide more benefits than a ban. Haynes resident Burl Sheldon said that while he supported the ordinance, he felt that a tax could be useful for the community.
There is money that rightly can be taken at retail level to fund things from youth obesity programs and child well-being to solid waste management.
Others were concerned that the administrative costs associated with a tax would outweigh the benefits. The bag ban does not prohibit the use of plastic bags altogether. For example, businesses may provide plastic bags to package bulk items such as fruit, vegetables, and nuts, or for damp or leaking products. In addition, the ordinance does not contain penalties for businesses that do not comply with the ban. Plastic bag bans have been adopted in more than a dozen communities across Alaska, from Wasilla to Koyuk. The legislature is considering a statewide plastic bag ban as well. The Northwoods Writers Symposium kicked off this Wednesday in Skagway. This year is the 10th anniversary of Writing on the Frontiers of Language. KHNS's Claire Strempel has this report.
40 writers gathered in downtown Skagway's A and B Hall Thursday morning for the first full day of panels at the annual Northwoods Writers Symposium. They came from all over Alaska, the Yukon, and even Washington and California.
And we saw no reason that writers and wannabe writers wouldn't want to come to Skagway and spend some time.
That's Dan Henry, the program director and one of the founding fathers of the symposium. along with local legend Buckwheat Donahue and bookstore owner Jeff Brady. Only about 15 people turned up for the first event, but lately Northwards sells out.
We just kept rolling and the rest is history.
The symposium has a staff list that reads like a who's who in Alaska writers. Former Alaska Writers Laureate Ernestine Hayes and Nancy Lord, poet Emily Wall, historian Terrence Cole, and novelist Don Reardon. Washington writer Jonathan Evison's recent novel takes place on a cruise ship in southeast Alaska. Keynote speaker Susan Orlean is in town from her home in Los Angeles. Over the next few broadcasts, we'll check in with these writers to hear some North words from the source.
My name's Ernestine Hayes. My Tlingit name is Songgatlakht. I'm from Juneau.
Hayes was Alaska's Poet Laureate from 2016 to 2018. Her first novel, Blonde Indian, won an American Book Award, among others.
This is the, I guess you call it an epilogue from Blonde Indian, the final words in Blonde Indian. Remember that the land is inspirited. It is quickened. When as you conduct your life, you chance to see an eagle or a wolf or a bear, remember that it too is conducting its life and it sees you as well, as does a tree and the forest itself. The very land sees you. When you remember this and feel this and know this, you will want to hug the land. You will want to embrace it. And when that happens, you can be sure that the land feels the same way about you. The land loves you. She misses her children.
Northwards will continue through Saturday evening. In Skagway, I'm Claire Strimple.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.